Shameless Media.
This episode of Everybody Has a Secret is brought to you by the Don't Muck With a Truck campaign. Ever wondered if someone's having an affair, if their money is a little suspicious, or if the rumours about their family are true? We think everybody is carrying around a secret. And this show, well, it's all about spilling them.
Sorry, what's that that I hear?
I hear that it's a Friday. Woo! It's a Friday!
Tech issues. Oh, no, he hears the buzzing.
What's that I hear? The rumbling of the pitter-pattering of my shushy's feet? Welcome, everybody, to Everybody Has a Secret. Bally Roofs, how are we?
We are well.
We're back in the vault. It's another week.
We are back in the vault. It is another week. I, in preparation for being in this vault today, did a bit of a scroll through the Everybody Has a Secret DMs.
Yes. Hey, the funnest place to frequent to gallivant.
Yes, and there's no real, like, method to the madness when I'm in there. Sometimes I go weeks without dipping into the DMs. Sometimes I'm there every day.
Yes.
It had been a while.
Yeah.
So last night I got home and I was like, oh, let's have a look. And I open a DM from, you will not believe it, the woman who sent in that message saying, hasn't Annabelle always been single? We heard again from her. And I was like, whoa, I had forgotten about this.
Yeah.
And she was essentially going, I'm so sorry, can I be taken out of the naughty corner?
Oh.
I know. So I actually think she's like my top shushy student right now because like that's on learning and that's on apologizing with your heart.
So,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. So a couple of weeks back.
Context.
Context. You got a DM. We were talking about being single or something. And she was like, wait, haven't you always been single? And we thought it was so funny. But we did place her in the naughty corner. But like, just for fun.
And like the naughty corner obviously is a place filled with love still. Because like historically. It's where kids go, where their parents put their kids. So we love you,
and
shushy.
You're still in the vault. Like, there's just a gorgeous corner inside the vault still where we just might make you contemplate about a couple of things.
Yes, we are still family, though. In the vault, we are all family. If we're on the topic of falling on our swords, I should also probably fall on mine because she apologized and said, can I come out of the naughty corner because I want to share a story with you.
A perfect way to come out of the naughty corner.
It's so e-has. She knew how to talk to her parents. And so I was like, babe, of course, it's fine. So this morning I wake up to two voice notes. The first one, she's fully apologizing, groveling. And this is where
I love her.
And this is where I fall on my sword because she was like, I genuinely thought you had been single for a while. And then I was like, oh no, that's so facts because I don't think I spoke about my last relationship on mic.
No, we kept it off air.
We did. Because some things are sacred. Well, that didn't last long. The relationship didn't last long, so clearly not that sacred.
No, but like, but also, I feel like there's definitely a grace period as well when you just start dating someone. It's not like we're going to jump on air and be like, oh fuck, well, I guess I have done that. But if, like, I seriously started to date someone, right?
Yeah.
You probably wouldn't be hearing about this guy for quite some time.
Well, if I am going to be so honest, it was that I was giving this guy a grace period and then we actually did long distance. So it was always kind of a bit like, what's happening? Anyway, so I actually, shushy, I'm apologizing right back at you because it's 50-50, my fault. Whatever. Second.
We're working it out on the remix.
Yeah.
I love this.
I know. So then she sends a second voice note and it is telling us the story about an Uber pool experience she had last Friday. I'm just going to call her Shushy as her anonymous name.
I mean, of course.
Yeah. So essentially got a bit drunk on Friday night. It was the end of the night. She had a HSP. She got into the Uber and there was a gorgeous woman next to her and things end up escalating and they end up making out. And Shushy goes to me in the voice note and I was all garlicky from the HSP and I was like, whoa, what's happening? And I'm like, that's so iconic.
But
like all of that melted away because it's like right now, in this moment, we've met, it's hot, it's spicy, it's HSP.
Wait,
it's,
what's HSP? Sorry.
Halal Snack Pack.
Is that HSP Halal Snack Pack?
Yeah.
I never called it HSP.
What do you call it? Is this a perf thing?
Well, is it kind of just like a kebab box that you get from the kebab shop?
Like chips, meat.
Oh, I've never. This is a Melbourne
garlic
thing.
Garlic sauce.
This is a Melbourne thing.
Wow.
Or maybe it's not. We might have to put the vote out.
We need to get you a HSP.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she's making out with this gorgeous woman, and then they're like yapping away about each other's lives, and Shushi goes, I've got a dog at home, super cute. They're talking about the cute dog. And so Shushi's like, oh my God, why don't I invite her in? Is like, oh my God, let's change the route, and why don't you come in and meet my dog?
Oh my God,
but then
stop.
This gorgeous woman goes, the fuck? Like, read the room. No. And then it's like completely falling off a cliff in those moments.
Yeah.
Anyway, then gorgeous woman ends up exiting, and the Uber driver goes, whoa, what just happened? And then the Uber driver and her end up debriefing about it all.
It's always great when you can have a debrief with the driver.
Yes. This is maybe an EHAS first, where I'm telling a story that's not even my own. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And
no.
To Shushi, I'm glad we worked it out.
100%.
Yeah.
And we were never angry at you.
Never.
The naughty corner is still a place of love.
Yeah,
definitely.
We were just being honest with how we felt in that moment. You were honest right back. And now we've actually sorted out this really small piece of conflict.
I just want to know the exact moment where Shush is in the back with HSP, I'm assuming still on lap or something. And then like gorgeous woman is beside them. At what moment does the kiss happen? Like what sentence sparked the kiss? Like, I'm always fascinated what events lead up to the moment where they're just fully macking on with like HSP breath.
I mean it's a big barrier.
Yeah.
The food itself, then the smell, it's a lot.
And also because like I just want to take notes.
Also, I would love to know, because I was actually talking about this recently with a friend, and she was going, when you get into an Uber pool, I feel like you have to immediately say something to spark conversation. You can't let it drop for like the first 30 seconds.
Yeah.
So when you enter an Uber pool and you see someone who you might be interested in, what are the lines people are saying? I think we need to like poll the Shushis yet again.
Yeah.
Because like, what do you guys say when someone enters? Is it just a simple, hey, how you going? Or do you have like a line to fully make it known that you're into them?
You're hot. I mean, if it was Smith Street, that'd be an easy in. How was your night? Were you also at Thursday?
Yeah, true.
How fun is being queer? But like, if it's not in the vicinity of Smith Street, I don't know. I think I'd be silent.
True. Not me getting on a podcast and asking people how they hit on people.
No, just for tips. Love this. I fucking love this.
You know, it brings up an interesting topic though.
Yeah.
PDA.
Yeah.
So true.
PDA.
Mm.
So, Belly, I have a question to ask you.
Whoa. Okay.
If you were out at a club and you'd had a few drinks and you were boogie, boogie, boogieing, right, maybe some brat is on in the background.
Once.
You're seeing a cute guy. Would you openly mac on with him in the middle of the dance floor?
Well, it obviously depends how much alcohol I have in my system.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't need much to, lose my inhibitions, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
I would be a bit hesitant. Mm-hmm. I'm very, like, even if I'm, like, into someone and we're just, I don't know, walking down the street and they, like, put a hand on my shoulder, I'm very, like, don't touch me because, like, we're in public.
Yeah.
I'm a bit that way.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if I'm,
I
would do anything.
Have a kiss. Yeah, I mean, it's dark. The lights are flashing.
I know.
Depends how dark the place is.
Yeah.
I know that you would, Ruby. I mean that in a loving way.
Yeah.
I used to be so okay with PDA and into PDA when I was younger. Late teens, early 20s. Just, whoa, like, let's have fun.
Yeah.
And I don't know if the past few years have just made me more self-conscious or, like, self-aware.
Yeah.
I feel like I've really retreated in the PDA realm. No.
Yeah.
It's funny. It would be hilarious if a Shushi saw one of us making out with someone.
Oh, my God, please.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't be, like, I wouldn't give a fuck in front of my Shushis. I'm like, hello.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just think it's important to always be like, okay, what are people's intentions
of
and
course.
Stuff?
Yeah.
You just never
so
know,
true.
Right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, back in the day when I was just like a fun little student, I'd be like, woo, center stage on a podium, like seven daiquiris. But now I think I've just retreated a bit more. But, like, that's okay.
This
has just turned into a therapy session, hasn't
it? I know
it
has.
And people are allowed to evolve.
In fact,
it's encouraged. And speaking of evolution, should we evolve this episode and turn it into a secret readout?
Yeah, it's time to get philosophical,
Let's
my love.
Do it.
Oh, the number one philosophy podcast in the country.
We love
to see it.
We do. All right. This secret comes from listener Madeline. Hi, Annabelle and Louis. My secret begins with a night out, but completely surprised me. For context, I'm in a long-term relationship with my boyfriend of 2 years. I've never told anyone what I'm about to share with you, and I need your help to figure out why this is the case. Okay, let me take you back to this very interesting night. The vibes were high, the drinks were flowing, and we ordered some tequila to finish up the night, which I still blame for the following events. I've never been spontaneous, so even writing this about myself still shocks me. We were tipsy and getting ready to leave when I ducked into the bathroom. I was the only one in there when suddenly I heard the distant voice of my high school crush, Tom. He was whispering my name. His voice was so clear that I swear he could have been in the toilet beside me. I hadn't thought of him in years. It was really weird. I looked around and I was definitely alone in the bathroom. Maybe I was drunk. I must have imagined it. By this time it was late, so we finally headed out to order our Uber home. Then I heard Tom say my name again. I turned around and there he was sitting outside drinking with a few of his workmates. I was still very confused after hearing him whisper my name only moments ago. Anyway.
What the? This is so
I know.
Weird.
It's weird. Yeah. The shushi wrote it.
You're like, wasn't me.
Yeah. But I love these details. I love it. Anyway, he just finished his hospo shift and invited us to have more drinks with his crew. So we did. Throughout high school, for some context, Tom and I always had an unexplainable attraction towards one another. Back then, though, nothing ever happened. Casey and I already were quite tipsy, but we continued to share a few more rounds of drinks and ended up back at Tom's place. Without hesitation, we decided to join them. This is where it gets weird. Because of my long-standing attraction towards Tom, I was really open to the possibility of staying the night, if you know what I mean.
Oh, we do.
We get it.
But a work friend of his who came back with us for kick-ons, we'll call her Sally, was noticeably flirting with him all of the night leading up to this point.
Mm-hmm.
Sally was also acting super flirty towards me.
Ooh.
For context, I'm straight and I thought Sally was too. So I just brushed it off as her being drunk and overly friendly. Until she followed me up into the bathroom and locked the door. She straight out told me she was attracted to me and asked if I was keen on having a threesome with her and Tom. I was so shocked and immediately sobered up. I'm the most vanilla person when it comes to doing the deed. I told her to let me out of the bathroom and that I'd consider it. I then dragged my friend Casey into the bedroom and explained what the fuck had just happened. Casey encouraged me to do whatever I wanted. She said to live in the moment and that it could be really fun. I then thought, this could be a good idea. I'd get to sleep with Tom without coming across as overly keen. So yeah, cut to us having a threesome. Sally and Tom seemed to really want to have sex with just me, and I just wanted to sleep with Tom. Anyway, I woke up the next day and swore not to tell a soul as I don't think I would have ever done it sober. I'm really conflicted and need your advice. I actually haven't shared this with my boyfriend, and I'm not sure how to bring it up.
Oh my God, I totally forgot you had a boyfriend. Oh my God, I totally forgot.
No, but at the time, I was completely single.
Oh!
But if he were to find out, so this happened in her past.
Right.
I'm just unsure of how he'd react to me having a threesome.
Oh.
We talked about our sexual experiences before, and despite the topic of threesomes coming up, I've always denied having one. Now I don't know what to do or if I should be more open about it. I don't want to jeopardize the trust in our relationship, but I also don't want to keep things hidden if it's important for him to know. I feel like I can't tell him now after denying it in the past. We still see Tom frequently as he's in our extended friendship circle, and he hasn't mentioned anything to my boyfriend. We both act like nothing has ever happened between us. Is this something I should tell my boyfriend? I hate that I feel so awkward about it. Madeline.
So to clarify,
yes,
this happened a while ago.
This happened, yeah, like after she's graduated university.
And Madeline, sorry, you go.
No. Yes. I'm sorry.
I feel like we should get that's kind of funny. I just want to cut you off.
No, you don't. I love these moments we have.
They both just looked at each other and like paused.
I love
like,
clarifying.
Like that Spider-Man meme.
No, you should actually ask what you need to ask. I need to shut the fuck up.
Madeline decided not to tell her boyfriend and now years have passed and she's like reconsidering and she's thinking, now I feel bad for lying.
Yeah, I think what it really is this sort of happened when she graduated uni, a spontaneous night out with a friend. Her boyfriend was like, that was a distant relationship to come.
Yeah.
She's been with her boyfriend for now 2 years. I don't know how old she is now. I don't know how long ago this threesome was. She, I guess right now, is like, we've spoken about, our sexual experiences together, but she feels a bit awkward about having this threesome. Threesomes have come up. She has still said, no, I've never had a threesome, when she has. I feel like there's a little bit of maybe shame here. And like, she feels awkward to tell her boyfriend. Because she said as well, I'm vanilla. I don't know who that was. That's the vibe I was picking up from The Secret. Yeah.
Mm.
But, yes.
And obviously she's lied too. And she's like, now I feel weird for lying to him about it.
My initial reaction is that I am wondering what he's said or done to make her feel like she shouldn't raise it. Like, why does it matter that you've had a threesome in the past? But we'll get to it. How do you feel?
My first thought is threesomes,
threesomes, threesomes.
And that's the way she should be feeling about it. It sounds like it was a fun experience.
100%. We need to have a threesome chant button that we can press and it just goes, threesomes, threesomes, threesomes.
Yeah, that's my only thought at the moment.
Yeah, okay, great. We
love it.
We can figure out what other thoughts we have. But first, a word from today's sponsor. Hey Shushies, it's Annabelle, and it's no secret, driving around big trucks stresses me out. And according to today's sponsor, I am not alone. The Don't Muck With A Truck campaign has found that 68% of young motorists experience anxiety when driving near heavy vehicles. And almost half of young drivers claim to have had an accident or close call involving a heavy vehicle. And even worse, the large majority is our fault. Yikes. If you're feeling the anxiety like me, I've got three tips to ensure we'll be much better off around a heavy vehicle. The first tip, always give trucks two lanes to turn. Let them cook. At a roundabout, intersection or turning lane, they can legally use two lanes to turn, so let them have it. Tip two, if you're overtaking, give trucks three or four times more space than you would a car. They need way more room to actually slow down, so don't pull into their safe braking distance. What's the rush? Tip three, stay out of their blind spots. If you're driving right by their front doors or too close to the front or the back, they literally cannot see you. And finally, learning how to share the road is the only way to get better at driving around heavy vehicles. Don't muck with a truck, am I right? Everybody has a secret, but knowing how to drive safely around trucks shouldn't be one of them. So thank you so much to the Don't Muck With A Truck campaign for making this episode of Everybody Has A Secret possible.
When Madeline, Madeline,
hello Madeline, that's not your real name.
It's talking about, yeah, despite the fact that her and her partner have talked about having threesomes before, she's always denied having them.
Mm.
And look, if the threesome chant that we just did prior to the ad break didn't make it clear, there is no shame in threesomes.
No.
Oh my God. And especially, you are single having threesomes. I mean, you could be in an open relationship or like you and your partner could be sleeping with someone. Threesomes, regardless of your situation, consensual threesomes are amazing.
Yes. People have fun. So I'm thinking that like the reason why she decided to hide it was because he must have said something. He must have a firm like anti-threesome opinion that she was like, oh shit, now I have to omit this thing that happened in my past that is a perfectly fine, like pleasant experience because he's uncomfortable with it for some reason that I probably don't agree with.
I love that you've immediately gone down that route. So you're like, so fuck him.
Yes.
I'm just like, why is this? I really don't think that this needs to be a secret or a problem. The one thing that I would like to know your thoughts on is that Tom is in their friendship circles. They still see each other all the time, but Madeline's boyfriend doesn't know they slept together.
Mm.
How do you feel about that? Because if that was like you in the shoes of Madeline's boyfriend, would you want to know that your girlfriend had slept with one of your friends?
Yeah, I would. But I would be so okay with the fact that they have slept together.
Yeah.
Like who my partner slept with before my relationship is none of my business, right? And like, that is so fine. But if like we were in close proximity in a friendship group and we hung out quite a bit, like I just feel like as a partner, it would be handy to know.
Yeah.
You know? Would you feel the same?
Oh, yeah. I would like to know, but there is obviously nothing that Maddie can change about her past. And that's why this is interesting that she feels like she has to lie about this threesome. Because it's like, well, it happened. You brought up the word shame before, Ruby, which is, I think, the perfect word for this. What's with all this shame around sex? Why do we have to hide the fact that you had this threesome? Again, I don't want to be like a, oh, it's all the man's fault. But why is he making her feel like she should feel shame about it?
But like, I think you're definitely onto something. Like, like I think it's right. You know, she's coming to us because she feels as though she can't be super transparent with him and just like super open and vulnerable about her sexual history.
Yeah.
And so it's like what environment between them has been cultivated to make her feel like she isn't safe enough to articulate
that. And because this environment has been cultivated, Maddie I know it's Madeline, but I'm going to nickname her Maddie.
Love, we love.
Maddie has therefore not been able to communicate other things like the fact that she did sleep with Tom in the past, because like that probably is a respectful thing to tell your current partner, your current boyfriend, because I'm sure he is friends with Tom, like they're all hanging out together. Mm. That's probably something, as we've spoken about just now, that the boyfriend should know, but now because of this environment, she can't even say the things that she probably would have, sans the threesome thing.
Yeah.
Like now it's just kind of ruining the channel of communication between them because she just feels so much shame around threesomes, but maybe sex more broadly, or her past sex life more broadly.
Well, it's kind of, I feel like it's kind of twofold. Like it could either be this sense of shame, or it could be the fact that she doesn't feel shame, but she just can't communicate to him for whatever reason. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
So like it could be either.
True.
Like she might be comfortable with it, but just be like, I feel like I just can't tell you for certain reasons.
Yes.
That's actually true. And on that, maybe it isn't her boyfriend's fault. Because maybe, picture this, what if there was a scenario where Maddie and her boyfriend hadn't even really talked about threesomes, or he didn't really have any thoughts about it, but she has this internalized shame about it. It might not be him. It might be something that she's uncomfortable speaking on and articulating herself.
I think so, because she did say as well in The Secret, after it happened, she was like, I'm never telling anyone this, apart from Casey, a friend that night. She was like, this isn't me. Like, I'm vanilla when it comes to sex. I'm not telling anyone. What the hell just happened? I was so spontaneous. Weird vibes.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's about like her current relationship. Mm. There might be a bit of that too, but it seems like something internal with her.
Oh my God, never be ashamed of threesomes. Are you kidding? Threesomes are beautiful things. Not that I've ever, no. I think we've definitely spoken about this.
Yeah, the sex, pod. The sex episode.
Yeah, no. You all know. Threesomes.
A beautiful thing. Three people coming together and sharing a special moment.
Of course, threesomes, foursomes, everyone involved. That's fine. But yeah, if that is the case, like, oh my God, come sit in the vault and we'll just tell you how amazing it is that like you felt in that moment you wanted to feel sexually liberated and try new things. Like that in itself is an incredible thing and should never be something that you look down upon.
Yeah, that kind of stuff makes for a colourful life. And like, I feel like my word of the year going into 2025 that I've kind of dabbled in this year, in 2024, is YOLO.
Yeah.
Because you know what I mean? Maddie, like, what the fuck? You only actually live one time.
It's YOLO.
Experiencing this, a threesome, it's so YOLO.
Yeah.
And I just want you to, like, claim that. And I'm sorry to your boyfriend if you didn't actually have any negative thoughts about threesomes and I've fully dragged you for the past, like, 10, 15 minutes. Regardless, though, whether it has been your boyfriend subliminally feeding messages about threesomes that, you know, he's not into it, whatever, or if it's something that you internally don't know how to communicate and articulate, it's not too late.
Yeah.
You know?
We can,
I mean, you've heard us chant threesomes so many times in this episode. Come join us.
Now is
the time.
Literally.
I will say this though. You know when you first start dating someone and at the beginning of the dating stage, you're not going to tell them every experience that you've had, right? First date, second date, third date, fourth date. It's not like I'm necessarily going to be like, oh, I had a threesome here. You know?
No.
So I could understand, like, if this was another possibility that, you know, that was the case when you're courting and, of course, you don't, like, reveal yourself wholly and truly.
Yeah.
And then it's like perhaps time passes and you get so far down the line that you're like, oh, fuck, is it too late now to have said something, and then it becomes this bigger thing. It's like when someone calls you like the wrong name, but then you don't pull them up on it straight away. And so as time passes, it gets like more and more awkward to be like, actually, that's not my name.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do.
Yes.
Can I tangent quickly?
Yeah.
This is not related at all. But when you had your birthday drinks and all of your friends and family were calling you Lewis, I had this moment going, fuck, have we all gotten his name wrong
all these years? Yeah.
Not this tangent. Okay. This is like the biggest side note of all time. But let it be known. So, hello world. My name is Lewis.
Yes, I didn't know that.
My name is Lewis.
Right.
But since the beginning of time, my nickname's been Louis.
Yes.
And so it's like, you can't get it wrong. You can call me Lewis. But I think
this just needs to be its own podcast episode.
It does.
It's when I especially started working at Pedestrian and doing front of camera stuff.
Yeah.
In the office, I got nicknamed Louis.
Right.
And so like whenever I had a mic in hand, it was Louis. And it almost kind of felt like my stage name.
I love.
Because it's just like Louis Hanson just rolls off the tongue.
Oh, it's a banger name.
Yeah.
So yeah, if anyone wants to know, my name is Louis. My nickname's Louis. Call me whatever you please.
I love learning new things about you. And in that moment when I learned that thing about you, I was like, oh, that's fucking huge. That's like game-changing next-level friendship. Anyway, tangent.
But like a great sidebar to have.
Yeah,
apologies,
we always,
but
we need
necessary.
To know.
The shishis needed to know.
Yeah.
And you can pick it up.
Yeah. But so I just imagine a possibility where she concealed things, as you do at the start of a relationship when you're getting to know someone.
Yeah.
And then perhaps got to a point, well, yeah, she was like, oh, is it too late?
Yes.
And then I could empathize with that, where you're like, oh, now would it just be awkward?
Yeah.
And so then you just let it linger to be like, oh, no, like I actually have slept with Tom. Because how soon in the relationship would you be like, oh, yeah, that's Tom. Like, I've slept with him and we had a threesome.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay, I've got a question. Tom, friendship circle stuff aside.
Yeah.
And hypothetically, if the boyfriend hadn't been, you know, talking smack about threesomes and he actually just genuinely probably didn't care, what are your thoughts on, like, having to tell your boyfriend every little thing about your past? Because like some people are in relationships and they tell each other everything. They're of the belief that like being in a strong relationship means no secrets whatsoever.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on the fact that maybe Maddie doesn't have to tell her boyfriend because it's not super applicable to their relationship right now? This is, of course, again, Tom friendship circle stuff aside.
Yeah.
Well, it's hard because I feel like intrinsically, because Tom is there, it is applicable. Mm. Like, it's hard to remove Tom from the situation because he is there.
Yeah.
And I would say if Tom wasn't there, yeah, I would agree that Maddie doesn't owe her current partner an explanation of, oh, yeah, I had this threesome with two people 5 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, like, he doesn't need to know that.
Yeah.
But no. I think the fact that Tom is there, I feel like it would be handy as a partner to know, oh, yeah, like, you know, my partner has slept with that person in the past.
Yeah.
Oh,
right?
I hate hearing that shit. I just feel like sometimes I'd rather not know if they were in the friendship circle.
You wouldn't want to know?
I feel like you'd find out anyway, but when it's someone that's like in your friendship circle, he's going to probably find out though either way. Like it won't, even if it doesn't come from her, you know, maybe he already knows.
But if your partner
yeah.
had slept with someone in your friendship group,
yeah.
put yourself in the partner's shoes.
I am right now.
Would you wish that your partner told you that, oh, yeah, I'd slept with that girl?
I don't know, though. I'm a grudge holder. I'd be like, I don't know if I'd actually want to know. If it was so long ago, why should I have to know? Like what we're saying, like, is that any of my business?
Yeah.
Depends how good friends they are. Also, I will note, they're not like super, super close. This is like extended friendship circle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if that changes anything. Sorry.
Yeah. Like, well, I don't know. As I said before, like who you have slept with before our relationship.
Yes.
Live and let love. Like do your thing. I wouldn't care.
No.
But it would just be a handy thing to know if we're in close proximity to people. It's like, oh yeah, no, I have slept with that person.
Yeah. Thanks for letting me know.
Yeah.
We're all
That's
G.
so chill of you.
Yeah. But like I would just like to know just so that I'm like, you know, just so we know.
But that is good to know.
I would be less chill about it if I had been in those circles becoming friends with Tom and then like years, months, whatever, finding out that they'd slept together.
That is a good point.
I would want to know.
I changed my mind. I'd want to fucking know.
Yeah, I'd feel a bit deceived.
Yeah.
Or like, why did you keep this from me? That feels a bit purposeful, or very purposeful. Like, why are you hiding this?
But honestly, what you were saying about like not sharing everything with your partner regardless, there are some things I don't like think
totally.
You need to say.
Totally.
Like,
yeah.
Why would you bring it up? I don't want to know who you fucked before. Like,
you don't.
No one wants to talk about that, really.
Yeah. Like, you don't need to come to the table with like a Google spreadsheet of your entire sexual history. You know what I mean?
Because how is that really serving our relationship in the present?
Totally. And then if things, I don't know, came up a year into the relationship, you have the conversation and it sparks this memory of, oh,
yeah, I did this one time. It's like, yeah. Well, yeah, then we talk about it then.
Yeah.
But it's not like you both need to come to the table and be like, X, Y, Z.
No.
This is every experience that I've had that has led up to this moment.
Yeah. No.
But I think if I was with my partner and then, like, I don't know, we ran into someone, I'd immediately be like, oh, yeah, like I slept with them. Like, that's where my brain goes, because it's like, who cares?
Yeah, I think as well, sometimes naturally it will come up in conversation throughout your relationship. You're going to get into conversations, meet different people, and, like, one day you might be like, oh, did you have a threesome? Cool. Like, and
if they respond weirdly, well, that's a whole separate issue.
Yeah.
Like, that's, let's speak on that.
Yes. Yeah.
And I do think that the boyfriend would obviously feel a certain type of way if, just say, Tom and Sally did, like, eventually communicate this to other people and then it got back to the boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like, the boyfriend would be like, why didn't you just tell me? Maybe Maddie should tell the boyfriend first, in case it ever came out. Not that it, like, it will, but, like, if it could.
Well, because then that the risk of, other people talking about it and then it making its way back to the boyfriend, you'd feel like a bit of a fool. Like, I wouldn't want, that's actually one of my top three worst feelings I like to feel, feeling like a fool or, like, the last one to know.
Yeah.
I would hate that if I was Maddie's boyfriend, finding out from someone else and that other people are talking about it and then being like, didn't you know? And you being like, no, I mean, yes, I don't know. That's just like shit you don't want to deal with in a relationship.
Totally. And she feels guilty for lying to him, you know? She feels guilty. It probably just came out as a lie because she's obviously felt, oh, maybe this wasn't me. I was spontaneous. It was a one-time thing. So
maybe she should communicate exactly that.
Exactly.
Communicate
be vulnerable.
Exactly that.
Yes.
And I would say, look, I completely empathize with time passing and it feeling more and more awkward that you haven't, like, told him.
Yeah.
But there's no time like the present.
Yeah, and say that.
Love that.
Say, I know it's weird. Like, and then the time just spiraled. I was like, oh, shit.
And I lied.
You can fully be like, it was this one-off thing and I don't know whether there is shame involved or not. I don't know. And then, like, time passed and I don't know, but now I'm telling you, just, like, let it all out.
Yeah. I actually do think, though, if we pulled the shushies on this, whether or not they would want to know or not, if they were friends with this person, I actually think the numbers would be quite split. Like, I actually think some people would agree with you, Ruby, that maybe, what's the point in knowing? Maybe I don't need to know.
Well, let's do it when, today.
I would love to know the numbers.
Yeah.
This is so fascinating because I would love to know.
I would too.
But in a non-judgmental way.
Yeah.
Like, once again, I wouldn't care. But, like, I would just love to know.
I think maybe it's the people that, I don't want to put words in your mouth, Ruby, so we can cut this later.
I'll tell you what I think back to it. Yeah,
sorry, again, this is, like, really exposing of me.
I love it.
I'm actually making assumptions.
No,
maybe it's the people who worry that they would respond, like, emotionally maybe, to it.
Yeah.
That they're like, maybe let's avoid that feeling and I'd rather just not know,
you know,
to
what?
Begin with.
I feel like it depends on so many things, like who you're with, like the time. Like, I could see old Ruby, it depends, like, if I was with an ex of mine, I probably would spiral, but, like, if
old
this was me
Ruby.
Now,
I wish I knew her.
Yeah. Oh, she was a great gal, but she definitely had more insecurities than, like, 31-year-old Ruby does now, so... Mm. Yeah, that's, I think it's feeling, like, safe in your relationship and, like, where you're at. And who knows? If it was some fucking babe, you'd be like, are you kidding? Yeah. Like, really? Anyway.
I love 31-year-old Ruby. Old Ruby.
I love them both.
I know.
But 31-year-old Ruby brings up a great point. Because if this is, you know, a safe and secure and stable relationship.
Absolutely.
Then Maddie should be able to broach the conversation.
Yeah.
You know, obviously come to the table being like, yeah, like, maybe I should have told you beforehand, given that Tom, like, is sometimes in the circle.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that would have been handy information to know.
Yeah.
But for XYZ reasons, I didn't say anything.
Yeah.
And, you know, he should respond. Or, like, he should make you feel safe enough to articulate that.
Yeah.
And not make you feel guilty because, once again, you were single and you had a threesome. Who gives a fuck? That's so fun.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. And, like, I know it's easy for us here on the pod to speak, I don't know, I guess quite logically about, like, oh, well, this is a thing that he doesn't know that he should know, so just tell him. But I would totally see myself in a position like Maddie's where you just kind of spiral and you don't necessarily think logically about it. But time does go on and you're like, all these different thoughts are in your head and you're like, oh, no, it's too late, he's gonna hate me.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like if he's a good guy, which I'm sure he is, And I'm sorry again for talking shit. shit about you before.
No, but it's hard because we're hypothesizing because yes. we yes. don't know the full context.
Yes. Sometimes philosophers have to hypothesize, and that's what we yes. try to do.
Yeah. Like, we don't know if this hesitancy is coming from Maddie.
Yeah.
We don't know if this hesitancy is because of her partner.
Yes.
And, you know, some certain dynamic that's making her feel hesitant. We don't know. So yes. we have to clutch straws.
Yes.
This is what we do every week.
And sometimes in relationships, you accidentally make decisions like not telling someone about something like this.
Yeah.
And it doesn't necessarily make logical sense, but I understand how this ended up happening. And, you know, you'll be right from here. I think you'll be fine.
And, like, let it be known, this isn't, like, a huge fucking deal. Like, this isn't anything that will, like, make or break a relationship. Like, no. You'll be okay, Maddie. Like, you and your boyfriend will be perfectly fine.
So yes. fine. And if he responds in a way that makes you feel like it's a make or break for your relationship, totally. Then that's a whole separate conversation. And yeah. that is something that we would come to with a lot more seriousness. Not that we weren't serious today, but I mean, like, that's
yeah.
serious.
Yeah. I feel like we got quite deep today. It was giving philosophical.
They don't call us the number one philosophy podcast for nothing.
And my brain could honestly keep going on because that's Same. On philosophy.
Yeah.
But alas, I think we've run out of time.
Yeah. Feel free to tell him.
Yeah.
Tell him.
Do you have to tell your partner your entire sexual history and, like, do you owe it to them? No, of course not.
But if you wanted to do that, that would be kind of funny.
Exactly. Like, if you wanted to, of course.
Make the spreadsheet. Yeah. I don't.
Yeah. Do you have to tell your partner about all the threesomes you've had? Absolutely not. That, once again, it could be fun stories to share.
Yeah.
But yeah, given that Tom is in this close, like, vicinity or close-ish, like, friend of a friend vibes.
Yeah.
Perhaps you could have told him. It's not a deal breaker.
Mm.
And if you are in, like, you know, a great, safe, comfortable relationship, he shouldn't make you feel guilty for telling him.
No.
Yeah.
But again, reiterating, you actually did nothing, like.
No.
You didn't do anything wrong.
Like, the only thing I'm thinking in my mind is, like, go off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like, should we top and tail this discussion with the chant again?
Yes.
Threesomes, 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 threesomes.
I hope you guys took something away from this episode today.
I know.
We are pro threesomes.
Pro threesomes. And I think that's the perfect way to end the episode.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Love you all so much.
Love.
From our threesome to yours.
this thruple.
We are so unhinged.
I love it. Have a beautiful weekend, everyone. Of course, if you want to submit a secret, you know where to go. Everybodyhasasecret.com.au. Or just slide into the DMs. Follow us on TikTok. Follow us on Instagram. You know the drill. Oh, and also subscribe to our weekly Ask Us newsletter in your inbox every Friday morning as well. Because Friday is just a really sexy day.
Yeah.
But apart from that, everybody have a beautiful weekend.
Bye. This podcast was recorded on Wurundjeri land. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land.
Hi guys, it's Ray here, the head of business development at Shameless Media. I wanted to quickly jump in and tell you about something I've been working on for a few months now. It's the inaugural Stylish Holiday Gift Guide. We've been doing a Shameless Holiday Gift Guide for 3 years now, but we know our stylish community are our hardcore shoppers. That's why we've moved it over here. These recommendations are the products of countless hours of scouring from the team, including our in-house sales fairy, so you know they're going to be good. We wanted to bring you what we consider the best, most beautiful gifts on the internet. Some of my favorite brands included are Dinosaur Design, Poppy Lisman, and St. Agni, and I can't wait for you to see it all. I also can't forget there are some sneaky discount codes included to make shopping this holiday season a little bit easier. Head to shamelessmedia.com.au/giftguide and check it all out. See you later.